Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I hope that you are off to a fabulous start, and I'm not even going to hope. Be off to a fabulous start. I'm going to speak that into your lives this Monday morning. It's the last week of June, and so I pray that you would gather together your thoughts and your to-do list and everything that you had set forth to do this month that didn't get done. I pray that you would get it done and move forward with greatness. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Psalms, Proverbs, and Galatians. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51:10. Get skillful and godly wisdom, standing, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Do not forget and do not turn back from the words of my mouth. Proverbs 4:5. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Against such things, there is no law that can bring a charge. Galatians 5:22-23. And I apologize, I want to go back and read Proverbs 4:5 because I just read it to you for the sake of reading. It has an exclamation point behind each. So it actually says, get wisdom, get understanding with reference, boldness. It's not just simply telling us it, you know, telling us to do that. The exclamation point speaks how important and imperative it is. This morning, I want to pray for you all in reference to your grocery list for the week or your grocery list for the month, your grocery list for the rest of the year, for the rest of your life, making groceries that would benefit your spiritual health. You know, you are the cart. You are the cart that's strolling around the grocery store looking for something to, you know, get placed inside of you. You are the cart that the Spirit is pushing on this journey of life, and out of you create something. What comes out of you, it adds on to something of value. Even if a person, you know, goes into the grocery store and they're not buying groceries for, you know, that we eat, but they're buying household needs, things that can clean their house, things that can, you know, help the process, you know, it's soul power. You need that to make sure that your clothes are clean for the week. You need cleaning supplies to get all the dirt out of your house. Groceries, we need food to survive. We can't survive without food. So, you know, what goes inside that cart, it comes out and turns into something greater. It keeps the cycle of our life going. So this morning, I pray that you would think of your list. Think of what's going inside of your cart. As God is behind you pushing that cart, think about what you're putting in it. And remember the key component from these three scriptures. And make sure that these are on the top of your list. A clean heart, a right spirit, wisdom, understanding, discernment, comprehension, love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, even temper, kindness, goodness, forbearance, faithfulness, gentleness, humility, self-control, self-restraint. All these things are very important to your spiritual health. Father God, we thank you for this Monday morning, Lord God. We thank you for this last week of June, Lord God, as we prepare ourselves, Lord God, for a new journey, another month, Lord God, another week, Lord God, to be great, Lord God, in who you called us. Lord God, we ask that you would just continue to guide us and watch over us, Lord God, as we make our list out, Lord God, as we go out and we prepare to just take on this journey, that you would make sure that our hearts are filled with all things of you, Lord God. Create in us a clean heart, Lord God, so that we can be the children of God that you called us to be so that we can prosper in every area of our lives, Lord God. Your word says that you want us to prosper, Lord God, in our spirit, in our finances, in our physical bodies, Lord God. It's not just, you know, you don't want to just bless us in one area and not bless us in all. I pray that you would speak to us, Lord God. I pray that you would speak to men, Lord God, and allow them to stand up and be courageous and protect the women in their lives, Lord God, from their grandparents to the next-door neighbor, Lord God. Speak to men, Lord God, creating them, fill their baskets up, Lord God, with you, Lord God. Touch their hearts so that, Lord God, even if they don't have the wisdom of the discernment of what it is that you're calling them to be, that they would be open, Lord God, to hear from godly women, godly men, so that they can walk into who you call them to be, Lord God. Our nation is missing out on courageous men of God, that men that is just walking in who you call them to be, Lord God, this morning. I pray that you will continue to strengthen the women behind those men, continue to strengthen the women who are single and are praying, Lord God. I pray that you would take away the bitterness from their hearts, Lord God, so in the midst of their being alone, that they're still lifting up men, that they're still looking in their hearts and making sure that they are preparing themselves, Lord God, for the day, preparing themselves for the work that you called them to work on, Lord God, and preparing themselves for the men that you are creating for them, Lord God, to come into their lives to complete them. Lord God, let this be a week, a day of just greatness, of rejoicefulness, Lord God, of thanksgiving, of gratitude. Let us look at what you blessed us with, Lord God, and count it all joy, Lord God. Let us see that every situation and circumstance in our lives, Lord God, works together for the good, Lord God, that you don't look at one stone and don't uncover the other, Lord God, that you bless us in all things, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that we would just hear you, see you, and have a desire to do your will, Lord God, a desire to walk in love, a desire to walk in joy, a desire to walk in peace, a desire to walk with patience, a desire to walk with kindness, a desire to walk with faithfulness, a desire to seek wisdom and use wisdom in every area of our lives, a desire to have understanding so we can know everything that's in our lives, Lord God. We can see it and see your face in it all, Lord God. A desire for a clean heart, Lord God, to walk as if your son Jesus did, to be the vessel that you call us to be, Lord God. Just touch us, Lord God, this Monday, Lord God. Lord, I pray for healing. For those that are seeking healing, Lord God, that is in the hospital, Lord God, or on the sick bed, Lord God, I pray that you will bless them this morning. I pray for those that are mourning, Lord God, and who are grieving a lost family member. Be with them, Lord God. Wrap your hands of protection around them, Lord God, like never before. Bless us all, Lord God, and use us in a mighty way. Lord God, we give you thanksgiving. We give you praise. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, mercy, and your favor. It's never ending, Lord God. Touch our hearts, Lord God. Clean us up this morning, Lord God, and use us in a mighty way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. Be all that God has created you to be. Don't let anything slip. Don't let anything come by you. Don't let nobody have your tempering you all crazy, missing out on what, you know, the bigger picture is, because there is a bigger picture. God wants you to be great. He wants you to walk on holy land. He wants you to be favored. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be prosperous. But in your wisdom, you got to seek joy. You got to seek all things good so you can be able to truly enjoy and truly be blessed by the gift that God has for you. So when others see you, they can completely say and know that God did it. I love you all. Have a great Monday. Make it great.